Just a few halakhot regarding the laws of a guest. There's an interesting bi'ud halakha in Siman Kof Ayin. He writes over here a proper etiquette. Ve'lo yafehim osim habaim l'saudat mila v'nisuin v'chadome b'sof ha'saudah. The pa'amim and the balabayit mali ten lifnehem v'nimsam mitbayesh. Says sometimes a person comes late to a party or something like that, and really the food is taken away, the food is over, there's nothing left, and therefore by coming late you're embarrassing the host, because now he wants to give something but all the food is eaten already or taken away. So therefore a person has to be sensitive to that, that not to come late in a situation where Chas v'Shalom you'll cause the host to be embarrassed, that he's not going to be able to respect you the proper way. The question was asked in Halakha as well, a person goes to, let's say, a wedding, and they're giving out, let's say, the cards for the Birkat HaMazon, or something like that, another giveaway. Is it permissible to take from these Birkat HaMazon cards, let's say, and give it out to some of your family members or other people, your friends? Can you take more than one? According to the halakha, unless you get express permission from the host that you could take for other people that are really not invited to the wedding, so then really you're not allowed to take. Similarly, one would not allowed to take food from a party that he goes to in order, let's say, to feed it to his kids. He wants to take a doggy bag, as they say. You know, take some food, wrap it up, bring it home. Usually the food is to be eaten on premises, unless, again, one gets express consent from the host itself. Last but not least, an interesting question is brought down in the halakha, that when a person, let's say, sometimes he goes to a restaurant, and the waiter is friendly, let's say, with the people that are at the table, and the waiter starts to bring out free food to the guests. So in this case over here, it could be a problem of gezel. Because if the waiter was not authorized to give out this free food from the owner, so therefore it's a problem. So you have to make sure that you know that you're getting permissions. Example they give, for example, a guy goes on a bus, let's say. You know the bus driver, so the bus driver says, oh, don't worry, you can go on for free. But he doesn't have permission from the bus company to give people a free ride. So in that case, the guy really has to pay the bus company money for that fare. So similarly speaking, when a person goes to a place, it only someone that's authorized to give him free food is able to do so. But otherwise, it would be forbidden. These are the were actually taken from the Sefer by Dayan Shlomo HaKohen, which is called Pure Money, Volume 1, starting on page 21.